You're listening to the TalkCast podcast with Jordan Adler. It starts right now on your favorite podcast network. Let's go.
Can you believe it's episode 20? Wow, that just blows my mind. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the TalkCast podcast. I am your host, Jordan Adler, here. And before we get started, I want to make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Make sure to go and subscribe today wherever you listen to the podcast at. We are on Audible, we are on Mixcloud, we are on Podomatic app, we are on, where are we on? We are on Apple Podcasts. Go and check us out. Search the podcast on your favorite podcast network. Today's episode of the podcast is all about your assumptions about me. And I asked you guys via social media what your assumptions are. Some of them are private, some of them are from other social media networks. So I thought today, I got six of these right here. I thought today we would go through them and then I will tell you some of my assumptions of myself at the end. So let's do this. I got six of them right here. Make sure to go follow me on social media at Jordan Adler Host on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Jordan Adler Host. Alright, let's get started with the first assumption that you are friends with the people at iHeartMedia/iHeartRadio. And this is actually correct. I am friends with a couple of radio hosts and podcasters from iHeartMedia. It's one of the perks of being a radio DJ, I guess. Number two is, I am an awesome human being who is creating awesome things to share with other... Sorry about that. Little interruption. So number two is, I am an awesome human being who is creating awesome things to share with other humans. And yes, this one was very sweet. And it's also very true. I love creating things for all you guys to enjoy. It makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel happy to know that I'm entertaining you on your everyday lifestyle. So I start off with good ones and I got some bad ones that people think that they assume of me. Number three is good on the radio. You're very creative. You're good on the computer. And this one is very true also. I am also very good at doing technical stuff on the computer. I'm very creative with everything that I do. And I am okay on the radio. I wouldn't say I'm very good. I guess I started to realize that I'm very good at podcasting now. And I'm very good at being on the radio. So I've been a radio DJ for 8 years. I will do another podcast about that, another episode all about my radio career in another separate podcast. But yeah, I'm very good at radio, I would say. So thank you for that one. That was a very sweet one. And so now we are going to get some bad assumptions about me that people have said later on, a few years ago they said all this. But I get these comments all the time on my videos, on my posts, so they could be true in your books, in your eyes, but for me, you are absolutely wrong about these assumptions, these last three assumptions. You are absolutely wrong about them. So number four is, you're extra. Heck no, I am not extra. Everything I do it for a reason. I don't do things to get attention. I do things because I know that they should be good like that. They should be played out that way. I do things to be a entertainer and a inspirational person. And I don't know if I call myself an influencer or not. Maybe that'd be your question to ask you. Do you think that I am a influencer? I don't know if I am or not. I guess I am. Maybe, but I really don't know. Number five is, you're gay. No, I am not gay. I may act like it sometimes in videos, and my voice may seem a little bit high at times, but I am not gay. I am very straight. Sometimes I get to that point where I want to be gay, but I'm like, no, I love girls way too much. Even if they do break my heart, I still love girls way too much. And of course, Skittles. If you see my latest Instagram post, you should. It's hilarious. And if Skittles wants to sponsor this podcast or any kind of thing that I'm doing, Skittles, hit me up, bro. Hit me up. I would die to do something with you guys. I freaking love Skittles. You should too. Go eat some today and maybe you will taste the rainbow. Just saying. I did. I always taste the rainbow every time I eat Skittles. It's the best feeling in the world. I freaking love Skittles. If you want to make me happy, send me Skittles. Send me a picture of Skittles. Send me whatever you want with Skittles. I freaking love Skittles. Okay, so I'm not gay. I may do some things that seem like I'm gay, but I'm not. I'm very straight. Very straight indeed. Number 6. You can't do anything. And this one really pissed me off. Big time. I get this one all the time. People think that I don't do anything. I went to my baseball game the other day. And some guy said, oh, he can't do anything. Okay, I guess doing a radio show is not doing anything. Doing a podcast is not doing anything. Playing baseball is not doing anything. Editing videos for 2 hours a day is not anything. Working out is not doing anything. I don't know. That is incorrect, dude. You deserve a big fat F for that one. I can do anything that I set my mind to. I want to straighten people out the way that they need to be straightened out. They don't need to assume that I'm in a wheelchair and think that I'm retarded just because I'm in a wheelchair. Yes, something is wrong with my legs, the reason why I'm in a wheelchair, but that don't mean that I'm not smart or can't do anything. That really pisses me off to a point where I just want to hurt someone that says that. It really offends me so much to get that one. You can't do anything. I can't. I really can't. No. You're wrong, dude. Wrong. I can do anything that I set my mind to. I do stutter sometimes. Yeah, that's my flaw. I have a few flaws. We'll get through that eventually on a separate episode. But, you know, I just really want to show the world that I can do stuff. I can do anything that I set my mind to. They need to shut their pie holes and treat others like they want to be treated. And treat people who are special not different than other people. They need to treat them equally because that's all they want to do. That's all they want to feel like. They want to be treated equally. I do. It sucks that I don't get invited to parties. I don't get invited to events. And I'm very blessed to be in this situation where I am getting invited to some things now because I'm a radio DJ. That's one of the perks. But if I didn't have that, I still would be the Jordan that never got invited to homecoming parties or graduation parties or high school parties, events, red carpet events. Like, I've never been invited to none of those events except like one red carpet event at my friend's party. Her theme was a Hollywood theme. She had a red carpet and photographers and all that stuff there. And it felt like I was part of a something big. So that one really made me upset, and I just want to show the world that just because people have a disability doesn't mean that they're stupid, doesn't mean that they're retard. Some people have disabilities where they're not visual, so you can't see nothing wrong with them, but they are disabled mentally. Like, there's all sorts of disabilities that they need to look out for, and that's one of the reasons why I am creating a documentary about my life. I'm in a beginning process of creating the plot of my documentary for YouTube and all my social media. It will be like maybe a 30-minute to an hour-long documentary with like including my friends, my family members, my case managers, everybody that I want to be a part that has been a big part of my life is going to be in it. I'm going to try to include my mom into it too. She's very camera shy, so I'm going to try to get her into it too. But be on the lookout for a Jordan Adler documentary, Perfectly Imperfect documentary, and it's coming out soon. So I can't wait to tell you all about that. I was going to do that on another episode of the podcast. I was like, nah, not going to. They will just know about it eventually. So yes, I am creating a documentary, and I'm excited about that. I think that's going to include this podcast for this week. Next week's podcast is one that you need to look out for. Going to do a podcast episode all about my catfish story. I got catfished by someone back in 2015. Going to tell you all about that in next week's podcast. And then the following week will be my interview with Vincent Rutley. That'll be a podcast episode the following week. And then the other week after that will probably be a interview with Elena and Chris, if everything goes well. If everything goes according to plan, that should be the next podcast after Vincent's, but we'll see. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you are new. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure to like it on the Podomatic app by searching the Talkcast on all of your podcast networks. I am Jordan Adler. Thanks so much for being a part of the Talkcast family. And follow me on social media at Jordan Adler Host on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Jordan Adler Host. I'll see you next time. Bye. From me to you, believe in yourself and you will go far in life. I'll see you next time on the next podcast.
We hope you enjoyed that episode of the Talkcast. If you did, make sure to subscribe today and follow Jordan all over social media to stay updated in the loop at Jordan Adler Host on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you for listening to the Talkcast podcast with Jordan Adler.